Recording, and then we'll go ahead and start the meeting. Okay, we'll go ahead and call to order the Jepson Canyon Public Infrastructure District. Today is December 7th, 2023. We have all of our board representatives here today. So we have Hank, David, and Kent. We'll go to see if any public is on the line. Jennifer, do we have any public that's there at the office or on the line?
No.
I don't see any either. So let's go to the consent items. We have the board minutes from our last meeting, and then we weren't sure if we had any outstanding requisition or payment applications that we needed to cover. David, Kent, Hank, do we have any of those that we need to go through?
We do not.
Okay, perfect. So with that, could I get a motion to approve the consent items?
I'll make a motion that we approve the consent items line item B there for the minutes of the board meeting on November 21st, 2023.
Perfect. Thanks, David. Appreciate it.
I'll second that motion.
Thanks, Kent. Appreciate that. All those in favor say aye.
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 Great, that's unanimous, all three. All right, now let's go to the public hearing. So today we have a public hearing to take comments on the final budget for fiscal year 2024. Doesn't sound like, well, first we need to have a motion to open the public hearing. So could I get a motion?
Make a motion that we open the public hearing.
Thanks, David.
I'll second.
Thanks, Kent. Appreciate it. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Kent, are you an aye?
He was. I think
And
we were all speaking at the same time.
okay. And Hank's an aye as well.
Correct.
Just for the record, all three unanimous for that vote. So there's no public there. We don't have any on the line, so nobody at the anchor location. We're going to have Shelby walk through the budget for you guys. Shelby.
Yeah. So, board, we made no changes to this budget from when we reviewed it together in November based upon that discussion. Would you like me to run through it again, or are there any kind of outstanding questions?
It's the same as last time, as you indicated in your email. So, I don't have any questions.
Okay.
No questions for me.
Perfect. Okay, with that, take a motion to close the public hearing.
I can make a motion
Make a
to
motion.
close the public hearing.
Okay, we'll give that one to David. Kent, we'll give you the second. Does that sound okay?
I'll second. Yep.
All righty. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Great, all three unanimous with the ayes. All right, so now we have to we have to approve a resolution that actually is the thing that adopts the budget. So you should have the resolution. It's pretty simple. We just go through, explain that it's adopting the budget. State auditor is what requires that. So we need a motion to approve the resolution which adopts the budget.
Make the
I
motion.
move that we, oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Go ahead, Hank.
Say what?
Go ahead.
I go ahead. What? I said I make the. Let's
So
say, right.
Hank's making the motion.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thanks, Hank. Kent, were you seconding?
I will second. Yes.
Very nice. Thank you, Kent. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Great, that's unanimous. We're going to go to item two on the action items, which is consideration of the renewal of CLA's agreement. So I'll turn the time over to Shelby.
Thanks, Michael. And I apologize, board. We kind of do mass renewals of all of our engagement letters, and somehow The one for this district was missed, so we're working on getting that prepared. It's simply a renewal of our master services agreement and statement of work. The language and scope within those documents has remained unchanged. Really, the only change from last year is updated hourly rates. We have a rates table in there for kind of all positions on our team, though that really should not impact kind of what's already set forth in the budget that you just adopted. So once we get those prepared, we will circulate those. I believe Matt and his team have kind of reviewed that form for the other districts that we work on together. So once I send that out, certainly feel free to contact me with questions. But if you're so inclined, we would ask for a motion to approve that and authorize the chair to sign that once I get it sent out.
Yeah, I'll make the motion that we get that, that we approve this, and we'll look forward to your distribution of that, to circulate that.
And if you guys have questions to that, you can go through the chair, who's Hank, right? And if Hank has any issues, he can contact Shelby. If everything's good, no questions, we'll just have Hank sign. So David made the motion. Is there a second?
Yeah, I'll second that motion.
Great. Thanks, Kent. All those in favor say aye.
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 Great. That's unanimous. All right. Okay. Item three is consideration to do the engagement letter for auditing services with Hinton and Burdick. Hinton Burdick. So they're the ones that are doing the 22 budget. They did the audit in 22. They did the 21 audit as well. So if you remember, they increased their amount for the 22 budget. So what we're doing is putting a cap on this engagement that they can't go above 8,000 for the new engagement. If they do, I'll bring it back to the board. We can have a discussion about how we want to handle it. I'm going to talk with McKay, who's the principal in charge of the audits, later today, kind of go through a status of where we're at with the 22 budget, and then just let him know, look, all of our boards are a little concerned. We put a cap on the engagements at 8,000. If there's any issues, I'll come back and let you guys know. So does that sound like a plan?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay. So this just allows us to, when we get that from them officially to do the 23 budget, that'll allow Hank to sign, providing it's below that $8,000. So if you guys are good, just I'll get a motion on that, on the engagement letter and the renewal.
I move that we approve the engagement letter with Hinton Burdick with the $8,000 cap.
Great. Thanks, Kent.
I'll second that.
Thanks, David. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Oh, there we go. Perfect. That was unanimous. So the state requires us to do annual meeting schedule. We need 5 board meetings a year. Typically, we're going to do April to cover the first quarter financials, July cover the second quarter financials, October cover the third, then the tentative budget in November, and then the final budget in December. And that's when Shelby can go through the actuals up through the end of the year, and then the estimates to get through the year. So is there a day of the month, a time of the day that works better for you guys? Like, Thursdays work?
Yeah. Can we just start with one at a time and just do April 1st? Or not the 1st of April, but in April, and just pin down that time?
Sure. We just need to post something. Now, we can always adjust and change. But if, like, that's why I'm saying, does the, you know, second Tuesday, second Monday of each of those quarters work? Again, if we need to change, we can. We just have to post some kind of a schedule.
I'm not sure, Kent. You're probably a little busier than everybody, but maybe Tuesdays or Thursdays, what works for you?
No, I think either way, especially if we're planning out this far in advance, I think that works fine.
Okay, so give me some kind of a, you want Tuesdays or Thursdays?
Let's do Tuesday.
Okay, Tuesdays.
That works.
10 o'clock sound okay?
Yep.
Okay, we'll list it then. Tuesday, 10 o'clock. Want to say the second Tuesday?
Yeah, that works.
Okay,
Yep,
second
that's great.
Tuesday.
Yep.
We'll get that posted. Now, if it winds up being a problem for any of you guys, let us know and we can make those changes. We just, again, need to post the schedule, but we can always amend it and we can post whatever change.
Well, as Kent mentioned, I think that far out we should be just fine.
Okay, perfect. All right, our last item is every year we have to do an open and public meetings training that's required by the state auditor. So I'm just going to run through real quick, should take 5, maybe 10 minutes to go through that training. You guys all good with that?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. All right, so the whole idea between the open and public meetings is that we're going to conduct the PID business in a public setting where the public can come, they can participate, they can listen, they get to see the budget, they get to see the resolutions, those kind of things. So that's the whole intent. So with there being three members on the board, when two of you guys are together and you talk about PID business, you have a quorum, so you have to be careful. Now, the thing with PIDs that's unique is you guys are the developers, plus you're on the board, right? So any of the development stuff that you're doing doesn't count. So you guys can talk all you want, you can strategize, you can do everything. It's just when it deals with the PID that you guys have to be careful if there's two or more of you. You can't take any actions relating to the PID itself. Supposed to not talk about, PID official business, but if you're talking about development stuff, that's okay. So there's kind of that line that's right there between the official PID business and then all of your other development. Again, all of your other development discussions are good. You can do that. Does that make sense? Just to draw that line and distinction specifically regarding the PID.
Yep, that makes sense.
Okay, perfect. So what we have to do is we have to post on the state website the meetings. We have to post the agenda. We have to post the date, time, all of those things so that the public can see it and the public can come to the meetings if they need. So we again post on the website and then we also post there at the office. And we use that as the anchor location, which goes to the next thing, which the district has an electronic meetings policy, which allows us to conduct the business electronically. So part of that is we have to have an anchor location. So we list the office as the anchor location. So if anybody wanted to come from the public, they have a physical place to go, or they have the link that they could get on the electronic meetings with us that way. Again, we have to post an annual meeting schedule. That way, when people get on the website, they can look, see, oh, well, these guys typically do it second Tuesday at 10 on those dates. So I can be part of it. Again, if we need to change, we'll make that posting on the website for that particular meeting, saying that that one got changed, if that makes sense. So on the agendas, the agenda items have to have some level of specificity so that we can't just put some generic thing on there. We've got to say, okay, we're going to cover the budget or we're going to cover the financials or we're going to talk about reimbursements, something fairly specific. So if it catches their eye or that's what's important to them, they know they need to participate in that specific meeting. Another thing is we keep minutes. There's a recording that happens 3 days after the meeting, it has to be put on that website. We also do the written minutes. What's interesting is technically the written minutes are the official minutes. So when you guys adopt them, that's when they become the formal final minutes. And that's what's the official ones. We'll do draft minutes. That's okay to have them in draft form until we approve them. So like we could have a couple meetings worth of board minutes. Then when we approve them, that's when they become the final board minutes, if that makes sense. There are a few times that we possibly could go into a closed session. You can have a closed session. Takes two-thirds of the board to approve to go into a closed session. Again, we have to take minutes in a closed session. We have to record them. But the only time they can be opened is if there's a court order to open them, or if the legislature, their auditor general, says we want to open them, then we have to open. But they're very tough to open closed meetings. So what can we do in a closed meeting? If we're going to talk about the PID purchasing property, or you guys having some, you know, appraisal, or you're going to buy, and so you have to talk about the price for anything related to the PID, we could go into closed. If you guys are going to talk about something related to the PID that is confidential or business strategy, or it's going to, you know, have a competitive disadvantage if we talk about it in public, we can go into closed sessions for that. Any litigation, any security things that we want to do with the PID, so like security devices, security personnel, what else? Systems, security systems, anything related to the PID that's going to talk about the physical sites that the PID has, we can do. Any criminal misconduct investigations that happen, we can go into closed for those as well. That is about it, unless you guys have any questions.
I don't.
Nope.
Okay, perfect. That training then covers us for this coming year, for 24. Then at the end of 24, we'll do another training, go through. It's just an annual training that they make us do. So we have to have in the minutes that we did the training. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I don't show any other items on the agenda unless you guys have some other business or something you want to talk about. I think we can wrap it up.
I'm good.
I don't have anything.
Okay, perfect. All right, and if you have any issues that you need to chat with Matt about, let Matt know then, and he can help you. So with that, we'll take a motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion that we adjourn the Public Infrastructure District meeting for today.
Great. Thanks, David. Thanks, Kent. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Great. That's unanimous. All right. Hey, thanks, you guys. And we'll see you in a few months when we have the next board meeting.
Sounds great.
All right. Thanks.